We'll begin with prayer in the communion class. We got a good day ahead of us. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for being in our midst. Lord, we love your presence. Help us to go forward in you, doing all this in your heart. Bless every speaker. Bless Pastor to be with him as he go forward today. And help us to go forward in you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
You know, I love when people, when they go in God's presence, they get all kind of wisdom. Full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. And you should pick it, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. It's a refreshing just to hear what the Lord is doing in other people's lives.
Amen.
And I was blessed to talk to my cousin last night, and she told me some things that was a blessing. And people, I appreciate people's perspectives, because the Holy Ghost, he gives us what we need through the body. Mm-hmm. And it even though it comes out a little different, it's another aspect that's necessary. Mm-hmm. And he deal with me where I can understand it, and he knows the people I'm minister to is geared toward that, but I love to hear what other people are doing. It's refreshing. Last week we made it to page 24. Actually 25, but I'm going to go back to the first part of 24. This is where he said the blood is for forgiveness. And he talked about, this is Joseph Prince's book, Health and Wholeness Through Holy Communion. There's nothing like a good understanding. When he made the difference between the blood and, I mean, the wine and the bread. Where he says the blood is for forgiveness. It says the Corinthians, like most Christians today, had no problems discerning the blood. Paul's epistles make it clear that the blood of Jesus brings forgiveness of sins, mm-hmm. which is very important.
Praise God.
He quotes Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Because the Son of God paid the penalty for your sins, with his spotless blood, you can go scot-free when you put your trust in his blood to save you. When you partake of the wine, know that you are forgiven and have been made righteous. The blood of Jesus has given you right standing before God, so that you can come boldly into his presence. And when you pray, you can be sure he hears you. This is very important into receiving, because when you know that you've been made righteous, you treat yourself different.
Amen.
Our righteousness is not of us. We believed on Jesus, and we attained it. We got it from him.
Yes.
Our faith in his works makes us righteous. We know that. So when you ask for anything, when you pray for anything, your prayers avail much. Your whispers of prayers is a shout in heaven. When you break through the enemy's ranks, when we pray, we pray till we break through. You're not breaking through heaven. You're breaking through the enemy's ranks. And when you break through, whenever you're in faith, a process of life is happening. What you put in motion on earth is in motion in heaven. If you could see heaven, it's busy operating to help you attain whatever it is you are believing for.
Man.
I even heard that people that have went to heaven, Robert Slyerden was the first. He was named after Oral Roberts. But the Lord took him to heaven. He saw it was like a warehouse full of body parts. Mm-hmm. Whatever a person needs, missing limbs, missing eyes, whatever they need, they can believe for body parts. Well, when I wrote that book, The Cost of Freedom, the lady that typed it for me, she sent me an email. Another lady went to heaven and talked about the same thing. She saw a warehouse of body parts. Now, that's two references. And, you know, she may not have ever read Robert Slyerden's book, But we have access to that, whatever it is, a new heart, a new level, whatever we need. Beyond that, a man was on Sid Roth, and he went to heaven, and guess what he saw? A warehouse full of body parts. I've had about four or five references of this very same thing. We have to take it by faith. Whatever you need, you can have it. And the blood of Jesus is the way. We receive salvation. We receive the whole kingdom. We've been forgiven of all our sins. We can go forward in Him. We can believe for whatever we want. Our prayers avail much. So the blood is first because he got us in the kingdom. And then he talks about the bread. He said the bread is for healing. He said that is how you discern the blood. And most Christians understand that, but not many know how to discern the Lord's body. To do that, we must first know what the bread represents. Jesus established that the bread, which is his body, is for our healing. How do we know that? When he spoke to the Syrophoenician woman regarding her daughter's healing, he called healing the children's bread. Mary pointed this out when she taught this. He went on and quoted Mark 7:26-28. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth. And she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs." Notice that when she asked Jesus to cast the demon out of her daughter, he said that it was not good to give the children's bread to the little dogs. What does bread refer to? It refers to the healing that she was asking for. And what do dogs refer to? They refer to non-Jews or Gentiles like herself. So Jesus was actually saying that healing is only for God's covenant people and not for Gentiles who were not included in the covenant. Being in covenant helps us attain healing.
Amen.
We can remit the sins of others and get them healed. We can pray for people and get them healed. If they want it, they're coming to Jesus. Jesus will heal them to show them that God is real, to give them a reference so that they can believe for their own salvation. And he healed her, though she was a Gentile. He healed her daughter. And he describes that a demonic attack and disease are the same thing because it all originates from Satan. What's the difference between a disease in the body and the attack of an enemy? It's the same. It's just a different, he's attacking your spirit. He's attacking your mind. And then he attacks your body. And we have covenant rights. The main thing with anything that we're believing for, never let anything change your focus. When Satan comes to you, look at the Lord. When he came to Jesus, "If you be the Son of God, turn this stone into bread." Jesus looked at the covenant. He looked at the Lord. Faith looks to God. Faith doesn't take its eyes off God. Looking to God, he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." He tried to distract him, just like the pain, just like the disease that people know is a death sentence. He looked at the covenant. Always look at the covenant. What does the covenant say? What does the body of Jesus say? What does
That's
the
good.
Bread say?
Repeat that again. Always look at the what?
The covenant. Always look at the covenant. When you're looking at the Word, you're looking to the Lord. When you look at the covenant, you're looking to the Lord. He's always trying to, that's where he gets strong. He uses your power against you. Satan doesn't attack you with his power. He just tell you a lie. and he uses your power to defeat you. It takes a lot of energy to stay sick. You have to worry, you have to be in fear, which has torment. You have to ignore the covenant. This is work. You have to be frustrated. It goes on and on. He's using your power. Well, when you follow, when you look to the Lord, you're at rest. You're at peace. You follow the peace. You just look at the covenant, and you change the facts in your body. Like Brother Hart used to say, you change the facts on the ground where you are.
Amen.
When we look to the Lord, we change everything. We're not wasting our energy trying to stay sick. Now, I know we don't want to stay sick, but we're doing the necessary things to. Every temptation uses your abilities against you. Your mind is worrying. Your mind is thinking about it. And the more you look at what's in the detour, the bigger it gets and the harder it is to snap out of it. But the Word of God, a healthy intake of the Word of God, and the decision to continue looking at the covenant. When you look to Jesus, when you look to the covenant, when you look to Him, the world gets smaller and God gets bigger. And you see your big God and you know you're in his presence, you change the facts on the ground. When you see your big God.
You see God as being big.
Yeah.
Much bigger than your problems.
Yeah. And you start laughing.
See your big God.
And you see your small problems. And you see your defeated enemy. And that's important. This is the reminder. The bread covenant. You're looking to the covenant. This goes for everything. When you're doing God's work, it's the same thing. Look, it's going to be Kenneth Hagin, pastor of the church, and the older pastor said, "How goes the battle?" He said, "Everything's going good." They said, they said among themselves, "He's in denial." And the people had common problems, just like everybody else. And he didn't know how to deal with it, just like all the others. But he kept preaching what God gave him. And he did many revivals trying to get the people on board, but it wasn't. He started visiting the people, and he realized it wasn't working. He said, "Lord, something's missing. I don't know what it is." And the Lord stepped in and had him take a closer look at Ephesians. And he got the people in Ephesians, quoting Ephesians, praying Ephesians chapter 1 and 2, just like Mary did. That's what she got. And the people started coming up. It did more good than all the revivals he had combined. You can't solve a God problem. You have to let Father God decide. When I say Father God, present your case to the Lord and he'll give you your wisdom. He'll show you what to do, what to pray, how to stand, sit, and walk. He'll show you these things. He'll give you all the revelation you need to build you up, and you're going to kill the problem. You're going to believe it. Jesus did his part. So when it comes to healing, we got it made. He did the work. We just believe.
Amen.
So when it comes to other things, there's a work side and there's a faith side. God's side or man's side, just like pastors teach us. And when he'll show you your side, and then you'll receive his side, and it'll work. Every work has its own rules. Then the anointing. The anointing, you know how you play the video games and you get another point, you get so many points, then you get another life. You know, you're playing Pac-Man, you get another Pac-Man. Well, the anointing gives us that boost. You know, you're in faith. With all that you got, then here comes the anointing to give you what you don't have. God gives us a boost. It's all grace. Your faith, the anointing, working together.
Amen.
I love it. Okay. We're going into covenant mode. He said, this is page 64. "Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, my children's healing, Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. We're in covenant. I believe and I receive. This is why our prayers avail much. Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I like the way he said, every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous. This is our inheritance, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. God is holy, and we're protected by his holiness. He's given us his ability. He's given us the ability to be holy, just like he is. And when we receive it, it works. You know, the life of God is working in us. And it always trumps the world. Any comments, questions? All right. Lord, I thank you for your word. Bless us to go forward in you. I look forward to all that you're going to do in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.